How important was music in the suffrage movement?
Many of the meetings and the rallies were patterned on what women would have been familiar with in different religious organizations. And so from the very start, when they would have a meeting, they might open with a prayer and open with a song, because that would just be a traditional way of doing it. So they would take songs that everybody knew, popular tunes like Auld Lang Syne or America or whatever, and they would write suffrage words to go with that song. And they might print those words in with the the meeting agenda, so that everybody could sing it together. So that was one way that they would use a song, as a way to open a meeting and get everybody on the same page, get everybody in the spirit. They would also use them when they were marching, because when you got into the 1890s, that's when the anti-suffrage movement really kicked into high gear. And there's, I could go into the reasons why that happened, but when the anti-suffrage movement kicked into high gear, and the suffrage movement, especially under the guidance of Alice Paul and the National Women's Party, they took it more to the streets. And it's like with any civil rights movement, which is what the suffrage movement was, when you're out marching in the street, that's a dangerous place to be. And singing helps to create this wall, this feeling of unity. And so, again, they could take songs that everybody knew, and they could print them up in songbooks, and then people could march along, and they could all be singing the same song, even though they'd never heard this song before. And the wonderful thing for somebody like me, who's out there trying to catch these songs, is that these little booklets still exist.